Welcome to Aviation Consumer's continuing series on the latest in aviation products and services. This month, we're speaking with Dale Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design and Tornado Alley's George Brawley about Cirrus's recent decision to award Tornado Alley Turbo the contract to turbocharge the SR-22. In the past, companies have pursued STCs with outside vendors, but we can't recall one quite this significant. We asked Dale Klapmeyer how and why Cirrus arrived at this decision.
The reason that we did it this way, we flew our turbocharged installation here probably a good 4 years ago. Might have even been before that, you know, and we were getting very good performance and certainly saw a lot of benefit or future in turbocharging the 22. And we did not pursue it at that time because of the uncertainty in 100 octane fuel. Mm-hmm. That was the main reason. It kept coming down to selling somebody a very expensive brand new airplane that could become obsolete very quickly is just something that we never got over.
I seem to recall, Dale, that you've mentioned that Cirrus has done developmental work with quite a few engines. What's been your experience with some of these?
Well, from our engine development work that we've done in the past up here, and you know, honestly, I think we can say we have flown on the front of our airplane just about every engine that's been built. Some of the limitations that they were running into, we knew that they'd hit. So they got a G1 flying with a turbocharged airplane, or with a turbo on it, and I was still very, very skeptical of turbocharging a 22 at that time because of the fuel issues, because of the complexity, because of the heat. You know, there's just all the reasons why I've never owned a turbo or never flown high altitudes in the past. George came up with the G1 last spring, late winter even. Not sure exactly when the timing was. That was before that, because we did the design change on the fireball. Well, we flew with him, it must have been last winter, and I was blown away with the performance and the ease of operation, the simplicity of this turbo installation. I was blown away with the weight. You know, it is truly a lightweight turbo installation from the way the heat system is done.
Speaking of heat, I know you had some cooling problems with your own turbo system, Dale. Why did you feel that the Tornado Alley design addressed this?
Tornado Alley's experience with the engine, with turbocharging, I think it's a very, very elegant installation. We run 380 degrees cylinder head temps. It runs cool. It's incredibly efficient. And the most amazing thing about it is, with the airplane, you take off, you grab the mixture and you pull it back to 17.5 gallons an hour, and you never touch it again because the engine never changes altitude, so you're not changing mixture settings. And it just makes it so easy to fly. We got the cooling system nailed on it, so cooling is not an issue.
We've flown the airplane and agree that cylinder cooling isn't a problem in this airplane, but earlier you said you still have concerns about the availability of 100 octane fuel. How are you going to address that?
I think if you'd have asked me 15 years ago if we were going to be burning 100 octane in 2007, I'd have said no way. You ask me today in 2007, are we going to be burning 100 octane in 10 years? I would now say maybe. I'm not emphatic that it is going away because we're down to such a small amount. But my fear is that when it goes away, it's going to be something that gets, in a sense, outlawed overnight, and there isn't going to be time to change the system to a 95 UL and everything else. I mean, it's just going to be overnight. There's no more leaded 100-octane fuel. Sorry, everything is grounded.
I know you've looked into electronic ignition systems as a solution to this. What's your view of the PRISM system, which Tornado Alley and General Aviation Modifications have developed?
You know, I've never flown an airplane with it. What I know about the PRISM system, as well as any of the FADEC systems that are out there, part of me says it's obvious, why doesn't everything already have these? In watching them be developed over the years, I've learned that it is an enormous undertaking to get it done. As I look at the PRISM, which controls the timing of the engine, the Continental FADEC system controls the fuel side of the engine. It seems like if you bolt the two together, you really got something. Then you got the true, then you got it all.
A Continental FedEx system is certified and it has flown, but neither Cirrus nor any other major manufacturer has adopted it. The prison system mentioned by Dale Clapmire remains similarly underdeveloped. We asked Tornado Alley's George Brawley if the Cirrus relationship will jumpstart the prison project.
Oh, I think it enhances it substantially. Well, I probably spent 35 hours of my time in the last 7 days doing nothing but working on prison-related issues.
And what's the current status of the prison project?
There's a lot of effort going on that's, you know, fundamental R&D on it. We're making progress on it every day. At any rate, we are very actively pursuing that. At the same time, we've tried not to be oblivious to market issues. And just like the whole world went to a glass panel, well, by God, the whole world wants to not have to screw around with the mixture control. So we've got a completely independent project, but it is designed to be fully integrated with PRISM. That is a dramatically simplified but more effective approach to mixture management than what Continental tries to do with FedEx. Essentially, where we're headed with that is, it's not quite the right description, but the concept is a limited authority computer-driven electronic engine control.
How does that filter down into pushing PRISM further forward? Their interest in it?
The opportunity to put this product out there and say to somebody like Cirrus, we would like to see this on our turbo systems, and here's why it enhances the system.
Mm-hmm.
And assuming that Cirrus management is smart enough to agree, gives us a ready built-in market for it and an enormous amount of initial credibility.
You've been listening to our continuing podcast series on the latest in aviation products and services with aviation consumer editor Paul Bertarelli. For more information, log on to aviationconsumer.com or subscribe to Aviation Consumer Magazine. For breaking general aviation news, log on to avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com.